Lessons Unlearned. With the advent of a proposed new deal in the offing on Iraq comes the inevitable speechifying about lessons learned from the latest military debacle. Those of us who have lived long enough hear faint echoes of similar speeches given when Vietnam crumbled into America's nightmare. For years, military and political leaders filled the air with rap about lessons learned. We have seen from the Iraq debacle just how badly those lessons went unlearned. Alienation of the population, violation of human rights, torture, occupation, pretextual war. Vietnam may differ from Iraq, but it differs in degree, not in kind. It is telling that at the lightning end of the first Gulf War in 1991, then-President George Bush, the first, crowed, "By God, we've kicked the Vietnam syndrome once and for all." But what of lessons learned? When Vietnam first began, U.S. war planners virtually sneered at the idea that an Asian nation could put up much of a fight. The heuristics then guiding their thinking was that Nam was a country of little people, farmers, and rice eaters. Americans, on the other hand, were big, beefy bruisers. A war would be a cakewalk, they thought. U.S. neocons thought of similar things when Iraq II was on the drawing boards. Iraqis, and by extension, most Arabs, aren't good fighters. They admire force and will soon submit to U.S. military superiority, the thinking went. Let's hit them with shock and awe. To quote one major defense think tanker and neocon, Kenneth Edelman, it'll be a cakewalk. It is amazing how deeply U.S. policy is still driven by racist stereotypes and generalizations. It's been generations since Vietnam, and lessons unlearned have drawn the nation into new disasters. This was a war of ignorance and arrogance. Lessons yet unlearned. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.